community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We've got Peter Streams in the studio now that's going to tell us exactly what's been going on with St Francis Hospice and what we've got.
You're right on your chair there, Mike.
I'm all right. I'm a bit fidgety.
Getting comfy
this
now.
Yeah, I'm getting comfy. It always keeps. I'll tell you what it is, Pete. That leg of the chair there, see what that is?
Yeah.
That does that all the time. It keeps hitting that leg. Now, there's the one leg there.
This isn't good on radio, though, is it, really?
No,
it's this bit. No.
All this space. There's all this space to choose from. Yeah, that leg there.
You have to
there,
get the webcam on. And people can see what you're talking about.
It's that leg there. Like
right.
That.
I wish I'd never mentioned it.
I had to keep getting round there and moving that in there like that in the gap. Otherwise, it drives me mad, it does. So, what's coming up with St Francis Hospice then?
Well, loads of things. This time of year, as you'd probably expect, masses of things to enjoy the good weather that we're now getting. I want to start off, though, just with some thanks, because the last couple of weeks has been our thank you evenings for our volunteers. And those who don't know, the hospice is a registered charity, and we only get by and survive and carry on doing the work we do because we have so many people who support us, people who raise money for us, but also masses of people who volunteer their services. In fact, at the last count, I think it's about 853 or 56, something like that, a huge number of people. Yeah. Now, some of those people work in our shops. So, for example, you go into our shops in Brentwood High Street, in the furniture shop or the general shop, most of the people there, apart from the manager or the assistant manager, they're all volunteers. They're all giving up their time for free because they want to help what the hospice does and help its work and help raise money for the hospice. So be kind to them, be nice to them. And I really want to say a really big, big thank you to them because we've had these thank you evenings. We've got one more to go. It's this time of year when we always say a thanks to everyone who's helped out over the last year. Doesn't matter whether you've volunteered in our shop once a month or do it every single week or every day as some amazing people do. Whatever you're doing, it's valued and it's appreciated. And there's just a huge number of things that people can do. And if you've ever thought, well, I've got a bit of spare time on my hands, I could volunteer my services, please do consider volunteering for St Francis Hospice. You don't have to work in one of our shops. If you want to do that, fantastic. If you want to drive one of our vans or help with the deliveries for the shops and collecting furniture for people's houses, even better. If you've got a licence, you've been a driver in the past, superb. If you fancy a bit of gardening, we've got some lovely gardens at Havering Atterbow around the hospice.
Very calming gardening.
Yeah, and they need an awful lot of work and attention. We've got some trees that are hundreds of years old that need care and attention. We've got fantastic rose gardens, lots of grass to be cut, lots of benches to be rubbed down and varnished and painted, fences to be looked after. Huge amount of jobs there. So if you ever fancied a bit of that, or you've got a bit of a green fingers, dab hand at that, fantastic. We've got people who work on our estates who do the repairs. Every day around the hospice, there's little jobs that need doing. Locks that need repairing, doors that need fixing, squeaky chair. All sorts of jobs we need. We have estates people who do all that sort of stuff. If you want to go and make someone a cup of tea and have a nice chat with someone in the inpatient unit, brilliant. Whole range of different jobs. I would just encourage anyone who's ever thought, well, yeah, perhaps I could do a little bit. And they say it doesn't have to necessarily be at the hospice. It might be at the local shops. If the Brentwood shop is closer to you there, please do go in and ask. See if you can help out. And you can find a lot more details on our website, sfh.org.uk, all the details for the volunteers and how you can volunteer. So I just want to start by saying thanks to that, and also thank you to everyone who took part in our Woofs and Wellies event.
How did that go last time?
It's great, and the weather was superb.
Because that was last Sunday, wasn't
it? It was last Sunday. I wasn't there myself. I haven't got a dog, but those who have. So it would probably be slightly embarrassing if I turned up for that, really, wouldn't it?
Just the lead.
Yes. <right. laughs>
One of those stiff leads.
One of those little kids' toys ones. But for those who do have four-legged pets and dogs, they had a great day. Lots of people there. And thank you. If you were involved in that and turned up and supported that, thank you very, very much indeed. I don't know finally how much we've raised from that. I know it's going to be in the thousands. I'll let you know on a future programme. But thank you very much if you took part in that event on Sunday. And with that, I probably should start looking forward, shouldn't I, to some of the things that you can do to help the hospice. And the hospice needs help because we employ about 150 nurses and doctors who provide care for people with life-limiting illness. That's our purpose. That's what we're there to do. We've been doing it now for nearly 31 years. It's our 31st birthday later this month. And we do that for people at Brentwood and surrounding areas. And, of course, nurses and doctors and the care and the beds we provide. And these days, mostly the care we provide in people's homes, because we send our nurses out to visit people at home. That obviously all costs a lot of money to keep that going. So we have a whole series of events where people can get involved, support us, and importantly, raise some of the money. Because I know you've been staggered in the past.
Yeah,
money we have to raise.
Huge amount of money you have to raise.
Target for this year is £7.2 million.
I mean, that's phenomenal. I don't know. To be honest with you, Pete, I don't know how you do it. That's
we're on track. I mean, I really? Don't really know. We are on track to raise that again
this
year.
That's a huge amount of the money. A huge amount.
And it only happens because so many people help us in so many ways. If we just put all our eggs in one basket and just tried to do events, we probably couldn't possibly raise that money. But because we have our shops, they raise about £500,000 a year. We have all the events, they raise lots and lots of money, millions of pounds a year. We have people who leave us legacies, write stuff in their wills for us. I mean, we had an amazing woman recently who left her house to us.
Really?
We managed to sell a house at auction and raise hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Oh, my word.
So we have these amazing people who help us out. And all these things contribute. And it's all about providing care for people with life-limiting illness. Now, obviously, because of that, a lot of our patients, do spend their last few days of life with us, either at home, being cared for by our nurses, or at our inpatient unit. And we always try and remember those people, and obviously lots of families and friends want to remember loved ones who've been lost. And we have a thing we started a couple of years ago called the Sunflower Appeal. It's happening this year on Sunday the 19th of July. We're doing it in Raffles Park in Romford. If anyone knows that park, as you head into Romford from Gallows Corner, it's the big park on the right that has the big fountain and the big lake. It's a beautiful
gorgeous park. Little park.
It's been done up recently as well. There's been a lot of money on that. It's a really, really nice park. And by the bandstand there in the park on Sunday the 19th of July, we're having our Sunflower Appeal. It's basically a picnic afternoon with entertainment all laid on.
Right.
And anyone who wants to remember a member of their family, whether they're cared for by the hospice or not, to be honest, they can put a sunflower in, put their name on it, and be remembered. We're going to have a balloon release. We're going to have a dove release at the end of the afternoon. We're hoping that someone like Josh DeBova will be along there to do some singing as well.
Nice,
all
good.
Sorts of stuff will be laid on. And it's a family picnic, and it was a really, really good event last year. People really said they enjoyed it. It was serene, but it was calm, and it was fun, and it was great. And it's a chance to remember loved ones in the park on that Sunday. So if you want to get involved with that, do give my colleague Karen Freeman a call. She's at the hospice. She organises this sunflower picnic, and her number is 01708 771 403. That's 01708 771 403. Don't worry if you don't catch the number now. Just look up at all the details on our website, sfh.org.uk. So that's the Sunflower Picnic, Sunday the 19th of July. It starts at 1 o'clock at Raffles Park in Romford. And the next thing I've got is just a couple of weeks later, on Sunday the 26th of July, it's an open garden, and it's happening literally a stone's throw from here. Well, if I was a really good, I was playing for England cricket, I'd be a stone's throw.
The catapult.
Yeah.
For me and you, it's a catapult.
Yeah, that's right. Need a bit more. But it's basically in Hatch Road in Pilgrim's Hatch in Brentwood. Good supporter. Again, this is sort of an indication of the way people help us out. Here's a guy, a supporter of ours, who is opening his garden to raise money for St Francis Hospice. It's at 262 Hatch Road in Pilgrim's Hatch here in Brentwood, and it's on Sunday the 26th of July from 11:30 to 4. £4 admission, all those proceeds going to St Francis Hospice. Kids get in free. There will be teas and cakes, and the Brentwood Centre is allowing people to park in the main car park, so you can walk. Basically, you park here, which is right next to the Phoenix FM studios. Park here and then walk along to the road in the garden in Hatch Road. And this guy who's arranging it is amazing. He's really done a superb job. It's absolutely beautiful garden to wander around. So if you fancy that for a Sunday afternoon stroll admire a beautiful garden and raise some money for the hospice, then do get along to this garden at 262 Hatch Road, Pilgrim's Hatch, Sunday the 26th of July. It starts at 11:30. You can turn up any time between then and 4 o'clock. And again, if you missed any of those details, check them out on our website, sfh.org.uk. I should just say, before I go any further, it's probably a bit too late to register for this, but just want to say good luck to everyone who's taking part, all the ladies taking part in our Ladies Star Walk.
It's on this
Saturday night, the 4th of July. Hundreds and hundreds of people all dressed up walking through the centre of Romford to raise money for us. Dean Michael from Black Lace singing Agadoo and songs like that.
So
it's all 80s themed stuff, so chance to get all the day glow wear out and the headbands and the sweatbands.
Leg warmers,
pink leg warmers, bright pink, all that sort of stuff.
I've got a pair of them indoors.
You haven't. I'm not sure you should mention that, Mike.
I'm wearing sometimes.
Yeah, you're keeping it for a friend, I know.
I'm wearing them sometimes on Friday night, you know.
Well, if you fancy the 80s stuff, whether you want to wear pink leg warmers or not, then our Star Walk is happening on Sunday. I don't know if it's a chance to still get involved with it. But again, check it out on our website, or give my colleagues Katie or Liana a call. 01708 771 427. It's a 10-kilometre walk around the centre of Romford. Masses and masses of fun. Lots and lots of ladies get involved with this. And it's a big money earner for us. And thank you. If you're getting involved with that, getting your costume prepared, have a great night on Saturday night, and thanks very much for supporting the hospice. By way of contrast to a sort of ladies-only event like that, we've got a couple of golf days coming up, which could be for ladies or men, to be honest, but rather more sedate than the walk around the centre of Romford at midnight. This is a charity golf day organised by our good friend Barry Hearn.
Barry Hearn, nice.
Great local guy, and obviously a huge supporter of the hospice, and we're very grateful for everything he and his Matchroom Sport colleagues do for us. They sponsor several golf days a year for us, and the next one coming up is on the 24th of July at Thorndon Park Golf Club. And I was told yesterday when I was in the office there's just a few places left for this one. It usually does get sold out before the event, so don't delay until the 24th of July. Sign up today if you haven't already got a place on this. It's 18 holes, what's billed as Essex's number one golf course, Thorndon Park Golf Club. It's a whole day of entertainment, but you get breakfast before you start, you meet Barry, and have a meal and lunch, they have a dinner in the evening, have a charity auction at the end of the night. It's a great day out, especially good for sort of corporates and people entertaining. If you play a bit of golf, do get involved with our charity golf day, 24th of July. Again, details on our website, sfh.org.uk. If the 24th of July doesn't suit you because you're away on holiday or something of that sort, don't fear, we have a second one that Barry also organises for us in the autumn. That's on the 1st of October, so a bit of a way ahead. But a date for your diary. If you can't make Thorndon Golf Day, we've got one at Abridge Golf and Country Club. That's on the 1st of October. That's a similar type of event. Team of four gets into that for £360. And again, a great way of raising lots of money for the hospice and having a lot of fun and meeting a lot of colleagues. Usually, I mean, most times Barry organises this, a number of his boxing and snooker mates turn up from Matchroom Sport. Steve Davis, I know he's very involved with Phoenix here. He's a regular player on these events. So if you want to meet all these guys as well, do get involved with our golf days, either 24th of July at Thorndon or 1st of October, Abridge. There are our golf days. And also, Barry, you know, not resting on that, he's also putting on another little event for us. He's the first time we've done this, actually. Charity clay pigeon shoot.
Oh.
This is Barry. He's organising this at Down Hall Country House Hotel. This is in the middle of August, Thursday the 20th of August. It's a new event for us. We've never done this before. We hope it's going to go well. It's a great looking venue, I have to say. Mm. So if you fancy a day charity clay pigeon shooting with Barry Hearn and colleagues, again, do look up the details on our website, get involved with that at our clay pigeon shoot on the 20th of August. All this, as I said, helps raise the money, the £7.2 million we need to keep the hospice going this year. And then, of course, we come to the big quiz.
This is a big quiz.
How's the Phoenix team shaping up?
We're getting there slowly but surely, but we are getting there.
Doing a bit of practice?
We're sifting out the wheat from the chaff at the moment.
What, and you're just going to submit the chaff here?
Yeah. We'll just put the chaff forward, see what happens, really. You know, we're going for a laugh.
Well, hopefully, do as well as you did last year, because I think last year, I forgot to check it up, but I think you were third. I think second or third. They were very, very good, the team last year. You weren't in it, though, Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Last year.
I wasn't.
But
last
a number
year.
Of your
working.
Colleagues were. Paul and others were there.
Yeah.
It's our big quiz night, if you wonder what on earth we're all talking about. It's our big quiz night. It happens next door here at the Brentwood Centre. Friday the 14th of August is the date this year. Friday the 14th, doors open at 6, quiz begins at 7, entertainment during the break as well. Bring your own nibbles are provided, but please bring your own drink.
Nice.
Have a good night, and you'll be joined by, well, hundreds of other people, lots and lots of teams.
It's a big quiz night.
It's probably the biggest quiz going in the area. If you don't have nine or ten mates to fill up a whole table, don't worry, just enter as yourself or two or three, whatever you want, and we'll team you up with some other people to make a team on the night. So you don't have to think, oh, I haven't got 10 people to put a team in. Don't worry, we'll put a team together. And you'll also be helped out by the BBC Eggheads. If you ever watch the Eggheads on TV, the quiz masters. Well, last year we had Barry Simons as one of the BBC TV Eggheads. This time he's managed to drag five of his mates along from.
That's all right.
Right, so there's five TV. Barry, Eggheads, Pat, Kevin, Chris, Dave and Lisa will all be there. And the way they help out and the way they help us raise money is basically they're open to being bribed. I can't put it any more closer than that.
If
you stumped and you can't work out how to answer the question, basically shell out a bit of money, ask one of the Eggheads, they'll give you their answer, which is probably going to be the right one.
Yeah.
That's why they're on TV.
Yeah, that's why they're on TV and the Eggheads. And it all goes into the pot for St. Francis.
Yeah,
office.
And he raises again thousands of pounds. Lots of people volunteering to help out make the night happen. So, yeah, if you fancy a quiz night, and it's very local in the Brentwood Centre, Friday the 14th of August, please do sign up. Obviously, it helps us to know in advance who's coming along, get the tables all sorted out. But we're hoping for hundreds. I think last year we had 600, 700. That sort of numbers we're talking about. So we want to fill up the centre. We want to get as many people playing as possible. If you can help us out for the big quiz night, then stick Friday at the 14th of August into your diary. And more importantly, sign up online at our website, sfh.org.uk, or give us a call on 01708 771 427. Is that enough for now? Do you want to have a musical break?
No, this is interesting. I mean, I was going to say about the audience with the ladies as well this Friday. You haven't mentioned that so far.
That's because that's not happening.
Oh, it's not happening?
That's right. Well, actually, we need... We've had to take that one off the list of events. But
oh, I see.
But for anyone who was hoping to go to the Derougement, the date to go is the 13th of November.
To be fair, this is going to be packed.
A Michael Bublé tribute night. Yeah, I said don't leave it too long. I think it's over half sold already, so it's 13th of November. So the date at the Derougement. Now, we're not doing the ladies' night this week. It was just got too late to get the figures and the people together with so many things happening this coming week with the Star Walk and everything else. But Friday the 13th of November, we've got a chap called Joe Freed. I think that's how you pronounce it. He's from Brentwood. He's a superb Michael Bublé.
This is going to be packed.
So I think a lot of people will be there. He conveys Michael Bublé as you would expect Michael Bublé to be.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can afford to get him to the Derougement Manor and raise lots of money for the hospice. So it's a meal, a disco, all sorts of other stuff happening as well. And of course, the audience with Michael Bublé's music. Tickets just £40 a person. Have a great night. Friday, the 13th of November at the Derougement Manor. Please do sign up for that. I'm sure you're right. It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be packed.
On a musical theme, that's for Michael Bublé fans. If you're a Queen fan or Freddie Mercury fan, we've got a new event we're putting on in the Mercury Mall. See the connection?
I saw what you did there, Pete. The link. I saw it.
Well, it wasn't my idea, but some people there thought it was appropriate. They are supporting us. Mercury Mall are good supporters of the hospice, and this year we're their charity of the year. And Saturday the 10th of October, we're putting on an event called Freddie at the Mercury. the premier cinema there in the Mercury Mall, 7:30. A tribute band who are very, very good. Paul Jackson is the singer, and it should be a great night. So if you like the music of the Queen, and I'm sure lots of people are going to dress up in the costumes and all that sort of stuff.
I've actually worked with Paul Jackson. He is an amazing singer.
Excellent.
Very, very, very good voice.
Well, he's the lead singer, and he acts the part of Freddie Mercury, and a lot of people really rate him. So he's very good. So if you want to catch him, Saturday the 10th of October, date for your diary. Again, details on our website, sfh.org.uk. Just £15. Should be a great night there, and I think one to remember. So there are a couple of musical nights. If you're into the music of Michael Bublé or Freddie Mercury, we've got you covered in the course of this autumn. And then, of course, how could I come on Phoenix in Brentwood without mentioning our classic car and bike fest? It's not that far away now.
This is going to be absolutely chock-a-block, Pete.
It is. We have hundreds and hundreds of cars and motorbikes on show. This is growing. We started it 3 years ago. It started by one of our volunteers who said, you know, I've got an interest in classic cars. I think I could have put this event on and raise money for the hospice. Boy, could he raise money for the hospice.
Yeah.
Raise, you know, tens of thousands of pounds now this event brings in for us. This year's date is Sunday the 20th of September. So if you've got a classic car or, you know, just what you regard as a really vintage or special car.
There's a lot of them.
We know
about,
a lot of people do have. A lot of them have them,
loads.
You know, tucked away in the garage somewhere.
They drive only once a week.
Yeah, it comes out on show for a Sunday drive. You know, beautifully pristine Capri from the 70s or something of that sort. They're the type of cars we're looking for. We have all sorts, literally from the 1912s, 1930s, right up to the 70s and 80s. The Capris and the Escorts and some amazingly done up cars. I mean, just absolutely pristine, beautiful cars.
I saw a Mark I Escort the other day. Uh-huh. Now, it doesn't. You wouldn't noticeably say that was a classic car, but oh my word, it was in such fantastic, and it was a real pleasure seeing a car of this heritage in this condition.
That's right.
It was lovely. It was lovely.
It's like going into a car show as if you were back in the 60s or 70s, and it's there in pristine condition.
Perfect
condition.
So
it's never been used. Yeah. And all these people bring them along, and obviously they pay a small fee to do that. That's what how we raise money for the hospice. Mm. And of course, people turn up on the day. It's a whole day long of entertainment and a really great one for the family. It's at the Ford Motor Company in Dunton, just off the A127 in Laindon. There's live music today. We've got the Retrobates. We're going to be, I think, doing a little spin here on Phoenix in a few weeks' time. We're going to be performing some numbers. So we have live music during the day. There's a big vintage market. There's a fair. There's lots of different food stalls, lots of different drink stalls. There's inflatables for the kids, face painting, huge number of things, whole load of entertainment going on all day long, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, the 20th of September. It's called Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest with a vintage market. And if you haven't been before, you should give it a try. Go
it's
and have a look
be
at
packed.
It. If you've been there any time in the last 3 years, I know you're going to be back anyway.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. But you know what would be good? A nice little twist on this. Mm-hmm. Let's give you an idea here.
Get my pen ready. Yeah,
there's a huge amount. There's a huge, huge amount of people that are interested in car stereos.
Yeah.
Now,
an 8-track. Some of these have in them.
8-track.
Do you remember
that? They do. They do. I've seen some of them in there. That was about as big as a suitcase. You? Get that in. There's an 8-track single there. Look, put that in. Play one record off it. But. But they, I mean, some of these youngsters, we're talking 20 to 30 year old, they actually kit out the back of their car with these huge speakers, and the sound systems are better than the ones you hear going and doing weddings and parties.
Oh yeah.
So perhaps you could have a side
well,
on where you show off sound
there
systems.
There are some people who come with the custom car versions with the amazing hi-fi and audio systems, and some of the sound of some of the engines is just absolutely awesome.
Oh yeah,
absolutely
totally.
So if you're into your cars of any sort, whatever vintage, whether it's classic stuff from the sort of 30s, or whether it's the big American cars from the 50s and 60s, or whether it's your British icons, your Escorts and Capris and Sierras and those sort of things from the 70s and 80s, or whether even more recent stuff, there's amazing Ford Focuses, absolutely brilliant. I mean, cars to die for. I mean, absolutely beautiful cars all on show there. Please do give support to all the people who have put in such an effort to put this event on, and you'll have a great day. Bring the kids, bring the family, enjoy your day. Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest with a vintage market. It starts at 10, goes on to 4 at the Ford Motor Company in Dunton, just off the A127.
Fantastic. That's going to be an absolutely chock-a-block day. Pete, it's always fantastic.
Thank you very much, Mikey. Well, the only last thing is to say, if you don't want to get involved in an event, that's fine. We understand. We're here for everyone. We're here for anyone with a life-limiting illness, where they're over 18, it doesn't matter whether you're 65 or 35. We can help you if you're in that situation. So, two last things I would say. First is, if you think you need help, there's someone in your family you feel might benefit from the hospice, then please do ask your GP to get a referral if you think that's appropriate. They'll better tell you whether it is or isn't, and we'll better give the help. But sometimes people leave it very late to ask, and that's one of the things I would like to get out the message. And the second thing, if you don't want to get involved in doing an event, you can still help us by shopping in our shops in Brentwood High Street or elsewhere, or donating some goods that we can sell in those shops, because those shops only get by on the donations we give.
Yeah.
We get, and that's how we make money, because instead of just playing paying a markup, buying something in from someone else and putting 10%, 20% on top of it, we get donations, we get the whole 100% of the money goes to pay
that's
our nurses and doctors. And if you gift aid it, you get an extra 25% from the government as well. So
fantastic.
If you pay tax, do consider gift aiding anything you bring in. It doesn't matter whether it's a wedding dress, whether it's clothes, whether it's old books, whether it's DVDs, ornaments, bric-a-brac, paintings. If you've got a load of stuff at home, we'll come round and collect it. So do get in touch with us, and donations are absolutely our lifeblood of our shops, and please, if there's any way you can donate anything to us, we'll be very grateful.
And you've got some drop places?
We've got drop spots as well. So rather than just the shops, because you might not be able to get to the shop so easily, we've got a whole list on our website of places, like I think the Corcot Hall Farm.
Yeah,
places
like that
will act as pick-up places. So places where you can easily drive in, unload your boot or something a bit bulky without having to worry about parking costs or charges or yellow lines and stuff. Bring them there, and then they'll get into our shops and get used. So... drop spots, a whole list of them on our website, sfh.org.uk. And do consider donating almost anything. And we even have an electrical shop. We'll take electricals, golf.
Because you've got equipment. A guy who looks all the electricals.
And we sort it out.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's really important people understand we also try and maximise the money we get from this. We're not just interested in taking stuff and selling it, you know, for a quid in the shop straight off. If we think this has got real value, then we might put it on eBay.
Yeah.
We might take it to auction.
Yeah.
It just depends. You know, if it's a collection of dinky toys from the 60s in the original boxes, we're not going to sell them for £2 each down the shop when they're worth hundreds of
pounds. They're going to auction.
We'll make sure they go to auction or go on eBay to get the maximum value. So please, I know sometimes people are a bit worried thinking, well, yeah, I'd like to help the hospice, but if I donate this, you know, they'll get, you know, small, silly amount of money for something that's really valuable. No, we'll make sure we absolutely maximise the value of any donation.
That's good to hear, Pete. That's good to hear, because it's a fantastic cause, it really is. And you need all the help you can get to raise as much money as possible.
We do.
Pete, it's always a pleasure to have you in, and I mean that very, very much. Come back and see us again next month, and we'll have another chat.
We'll do. Cheers,
see you soon.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.